employer. She's an employee. She worked. You didn't pay her.
A waitress starved for money.
At this point, I don't feel I owe her anything. She stopped showing up to work. As far as I was concerned, she quit on me.
And a boss bites off more than she can chew.
I was waiting tables, cooking all by myself with no help.
Why didn't you hire somebody else?
I tried.
I have a litigant from an earlier case today. He can't find a job. I'll send him to you.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 21-year-old Rihanna Passeri is suing her former boss, Allison Olson, for unpaid wages and punitive damages due to defamation of character.
Order. All rise. Yes, case number 530 on the calendar in the matter of Passeri versus Olson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Passeri, is your claim that Ms. Olson owes you some money for work you did for her?
Yes.
While Ms. Olson acknowledges that you did, in fact, work in her restaurant for a period of time, and while she does, in fact, almost acknowledge that she owes you some small amount in wages, a couple of hundred dollars, she says she's not going to pay that because you ruined her business. What kind of work do you do now?
I'm currently unemployed.
Okay. Just a minute. And who do you live with now?
I have my own house.
How do you support your own house?
I'm on income-based housing, so my rent is based off my income.
But you have no income.
I receive cash assistance right now.
Okay, so you receive public assistance for whom?
For myself and my son, Julian.
And how old is your son?
3.
When did you work for Ms. Olson?
From August 16th, 2010 till the last date was November 23rd, 2010.
And at the time you were working for Ms. Olson, were you also receiving assistance?
I was, but it was being cut down because I reported Ms. Olson as an income. So the county and my housing were seeing that I was receiving an income, so my assistance went down and my rent went up.
Okay. How much were you reporting that you earned from Ms. Olson? A month?
A month? Less than $500 a month.
So you reported to them that you were earning $500 a month?
Yes.
So in August, she paid you?
Not fully.
How much did she pay you?
My first paycheck, I was supposed to receive $245 for working. She paid me $100 in a personal check and then $45 cash.
All I want
to know, and told me she'd get the rest to me when she could.
Listen to me. In the month of August, you signed an affidavit indicating how much money you earned. How much money did you say you earned?
That month, I think it was a little over $300 that was put on the...
Okay, that's August. Let's go to September. How much did you say you earned in September?
A little over $600.
And that's what she paid you?
Not exactly.
Don't tell me not exactly.
I mean, there's like a little bit more to the paperwork and stuff like that that you turn in, and like you have workers and stuff like that that are, you know, pressuring you to turn stuff in. Are you?
I don't want to hear about pressures. I don't want to hear about fraud. I don't want to hear about lying. I just want to hear what you wrote on your affidavit to the state for aid.
Jointly, me and Allison wrote a little over $600.
Fine. What about October?
October, I think it was a little over $400 for the month of October.
And the next month?
I was no longer being paid for the next month.
So August, September, October, you weren't paid in November?
No.
How much are you owed for the month of November?
$360.
Does that sound about right, Ms. Olson?
As of November 24th, I owed her $360.
That's
and 29 correct. Cents.
That's what she says. That's exactly right. $360. Now, you explain to me why you don't owe her $360.
I don't owe her $360 due to the fact that in December I paid her $125 towards the $360 that I owed her. If you'd like to see it.
I would.
I also feel that I...
Just a minute. So that leaves $240. You paid $120 in cash?
$125 in cash in
cash.
December.
Did you pay her in cash the other time she worked for you?
Yes.
I never
Just
received a pay stub from
Just
her.
Just a second. Why didn't you pay her by check? You have a business.
I do.
Why didn't you pay her by check? Could you return this stuff, please? I'm not interested in that. You have a business. You had rent on your restaurant? Did you pay your rent by check or cash?
It depended on if I had money in my account or not.
Are you telling me you went to your landlord and paid your landlord In cash?
There were a few times that I did. Oh. And I did get a receipt, though. I mean, it was legitimate.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see copies of the receipts that you gave her.
Oh, I didn't give her receipts.
Why not?
I paid her from the cash register.
As I made money. I'm 10 steps ahead of you. So let us assume that you gave her $125, which I'm not actually giving you credit for. Why don't you owe her the rest?
At this point, I don't feel I owe her anything.
Well, I'm asking you why. You're an employer. She's an employee. She worked. You didn't pay her. Tell me why you didn't pay her. What justification is there not to pay her?
I was paying her made money.
Just a second. You just told me that you owe her, according to your figure. She says 360, you say 235, but you don't owe her that money. So I don't care what you feel. I want to know, what justification do you have not to pay her?
My witness also works for Ms. Olson.
Hey, I'm talking to you. Talk to her. Go.
On the 11th of November, Rihanna called in saying that her son was sick.
Which I had a doctor's note for.
I'm going to dismiss your case.
Sorry.
Do you understand?
She also called in on the 12th of November and said that
she's an hourly employee. You weren't paying her when she didn't show up. There's no suggestion in your statement that you were paying her when she didn't come in.
No, I did not. She stopped calling in. She stopped showing up to work. As far as I was concerned, she quit on me.
So she quit. Okay.
In that time, I was waiting tables, doing the cash register, cooking all by myself with no help.
Why didn't you hire somebody else?
I tried.
Well,
I did get someone
to
come in.
You mean today? I have a litigant from an earlier case today. He can't find a job. He lives in St. Cloud. I'll send him to you.
It's too late, Your Honor. I'm out of business.
Well.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I wasn't a bad employee, quite the contrary.
Well, that's what she says. She says you didn't show up for work.
I even showed up with my son to work one day, and my son threw up in the back of my vehicle while I was unloading the groceries for her.
And later today.
Are you telling me this scrape was there or was not there?
Yes, Your Honor, it was there.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I don't believe that because I can tell that you're not telling me the truth.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Rihanna Passeri claims former boss Allison Olson owes for unpaid wages and defamation of character. Allison says Rihanna was an awful employee.
If you don't have a waitress, hire a waitress or a waiter. And if you don't have a cook, you hire a cook.
Correct.
You don't blame that on her. If she quit by not showing up, then you have to hire somebody else. Not her fault you went out of business. It's your fault you went out of business.
Okay.
Right. So you have to pay her. You're a businesswoman. How do you support yourself now?
Right now, I'm looking for work myself.
How do you support yourself?
I'm in the process of selling off all the equipment from my restaurant.
Okay. So that's how you're supporting yourself, by selling off equipment that you purchased.
I'm attempting, yes.
Well, when you say attempting, so how do you support yourself? If you haven't...
At this point...
From savings, from something... I mean, you have to support yourself. You live in a house, you have gas, you have electric, you have water, you have cable, you have a phone, you have a car, you have insurance. How do you support yourself?
I sold an oven, and that helped pay for part of my electric bill. All my other bills are adding up, mounting up, piling up. I have no money for anything, to tell you the truth. I didn't have any money in savings. I had no money in investments.
Who lives with you?
My 18-year-old son, who's in high school. We are not on assistance.
So there has to be money coming into your house from somewhere.
There is no money coming in.
Okay.
Not until I find another job.
You owe her $360. That's so far for her salary. Now, what else do you think she owes you for?
Allison,
make it fast because the rest of it is nonsense.
Allison agreed to give me a 25% cut off of my great-grandmother's peanut butter cornflake candy she was selling inside of her store. And I never received anything for that. And I made like over a dozen batches for her to sell.
What else?
Also, I printed and constructed flyers for her, for her business to attract business.
Now, forget your candy. You printed and distributed flyers.
I constructed them from scratch, too.
Where did you do this from?
The library next to her place of business.
So when you went to the library, you went there during the day?
During the day, yes.
And you were paid by the hour?
I was paid by the hour, yes.
That's part of the $360 that she owes you.
I was considered her waitstaff, not her marketing.
You're not marketing. You were paid $7 an hour. It's not as if you waited tables and then after work you went to the library. And you didn't count that among the hours that you sued her for. It was part of your day, right?
Yes.
All right. So that's what she owes you, $360. Anything else?
I'm also suing for defamation of character because my housing sent her an employment verification form, and she wrote for the anticipation of the rehire, she wrote when freeze is over.
And
it's, I lost the respect of my housing when it came in. She's like, that lady must have really liked you, and it's also open for future employers to see, so.
So she said, would she hire you again? And she said when freeze is over.
Yes.
So she wouldn't hire you again. She said you were an irresponsible employee.
Well, she marked it on the if, yes, when line, which there's not a line to write if you check no. So she went around it to write it and to attack me personally.
Wasn't attacking you personally. She wouldn't hire you because you were a bad employee.
I wasn't a bad employee, quite the contrary.
Well, that's what she says. She says you didn't show up for work for days in November.
I called her and my son had had a virus inside, so he was diarrheaing and throwing up. I even showed up with my son to work one day and sat in the car while I went and got groceries for her store for her, and my son threw up in the back of my vehicle while I was unloading the groceries for her. I had a doctor's note that excused him until his virus was 24 hours without him having diarrhea or vomiting.
So, to her, you were not a valuable employee because she got stuck taking care of the place alone. Defamation of character would it be if she said something really bad about you personally that wasn't true.
My witness was, she'll tell you that, like, I went above and beyond for Allison to try to help her and her business.
She owes you for your salary. That's what she owes you for. $360, which she didn't pay you for without justification. That's all she owes you for. This is not a windfall world. You have to work, you earn your money, and then you get paid. And if you don't like her job, then you find another job.
Understandable.
Do you understand? You're entitled to your salary. You're not entitled to a windfall. She owes you $360. Judgment for the plaintiff. That's all.
Why is that excuse? You may step out.
She quit showing up for work.
That's very dishonest, actually.
And I couldn't do it all by myself.
I actually went above and beyond.
And as far as defamation of character,
days I didn't even work, I would go to the store for Allison for her product.
I would never hire her again.
And I didn't get compensated for that either, so.
She's not responsible. She's not dependable.
I don't know. She wasn't professional.
What else can I say? I'm done. I'm history. I'm finished.
And now the next case.
All parties in a matter of Quiarte versus Mesta. Step forward, please.
23-year-old Yvette Quiarte is suing her neighbor, Leticia Mesta, for the return of a car payment. Yvette claims Leticia repossessed the car for no reason.
Ms. Quiarte, you purchased a car from the defendant. You gave her a deposit. She gave you custody of the car.
Yes.
According to the defendant, the agreement was that you would pay the balance of at least the deposit, at least half, with your taxes, and then you would pay her the rest. Miss Mesta took the car back after you had had it for a relatively short period of time. Miss Mesta, how long did the plaintiff have possession of the car before you took it back?
About 3.5 weeks, Your Honor.
3.5 weeks?
Yes.
Well, in your answer, Miss Mesta, you said it was 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, give and take, Your Honor, because I did lend it when her car was giving her problems and it was at the mechanics. I had lent it to her before I was deciding to sell her the car.
Just a second. My question was a simple one. After she took possession of the car and gave you the $300, how much time passed before you took the car back?
Probably about 2 weeks. You're correct. I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I just never came up to her and told her, oh, I hit the car, Tish. I called her and told her, your car has been hit. I seen it.
Just a second. When was that?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Yvette Quiarte says neighbor Leticia Mesta repossessed her car for no reason. Leticia claims Yvette damaged the vehicle and is countersuing for the cost to have it fixed.
Okay. And when you took it back 2 weeks later, did you give her back her deposit?
No, I didn't, Your Honor.
Why?
Because she crashed my car.
Crashed it?
Yes.
You never say she crashed it. Even in your answer, you don't say she crashed it.
Well, she scraped the bumper of my car. And it wasn't just a small little scrape that was there before. It was a large scrape to where the damages were more than what she had gave me.
Show me.
I told her to be very careful.
Don't. Show this to the plaintiff, please. How'd that happen?
I did not do that.
Well, how did it happen?
The car was like that when I had it.
Did you take pictures of the car when you got it?
No, I did not, Your Honor.
So, are you telling me that when you took possession of the car, this scrape was there or
yes.
was not there?
Yes, Your Honor, it was there.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Because I never
believe that.
Said...
I don't believe that. I don't believe that because I can tell that you're not telling me the truth.
But I didn't hit the car.
Just a second. I didn't say you hit the car. Somebody else may have hit the car when you parked it, and they may have backed into you. Somebody else may have hit the car in a parking lot. I didn't say that you did it. I just said that based upon your body English, I don't believe that that existed when you took possession of the car.
No, Your Honor, I did not hit the car, nor no one hit me when I had the car. And I never came up to her and told her, oh, I hit the car, Tish. Never once did I ever say that. I called her and told her, your car has been hit. I seen it.
Just a second. When was that?
That was September 1st. I had her daughter in the car with me.
Just a minute. September 1st.
Yes.
Your car has been hit.
Yes.
That's what you told her. Where was it when it was hit?
I was at a car wash washing it, and I asked her daughter, was this here prior to me? And she said, yes, it was. My mom
now,
did that.
Now, listen to me. You can't tell me what her daughter said to you.
Okay.
That was September 1st.
Yes.
When did you give her the $300?
September 2nd.
I actually don't believe you. Now, tell me why, Miss Mesta, you took the car back.
Because I told her she needs to be very careful. It's still under my name, and I'm liable for any accidents. But she was so persistent, and she had no help from her family. She has a small child, and I felt sorry for her. She was desperate. And it, against my better judgment, I went ahead and I did this. But I told her...
A very, very foolish
exactly.
thing for you to do.
And the minute this happened, and I saw the hit, I said, you know, you need to bring that car back. I spoke
right.
to my mother, and
You're
she...
You're absolutely okay. right. Okay. So... She brought it back?
Yes.
She brought it back. Did you have it fixed?
No, I haven't had it fixed. I want to get it fixed, but I'm countersuing her for this.
I know.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, I have to figure out whether or not she's actually responsible for it.
She was driving my car.
I understand she was driving your car. It was actually, even though title hadn't passed, you had an agreement that she was going to purchase the car.
Yes.
You had accepted a down payment on the car.
Yes. And I told her...
Listen to me carefully.
Okay.
If you want to take the car back, you have to give her the $300 that she gave you. I can deduct that from what it'll cost you to fix the bumper.
Okay. I have the estimates.
But you have to give her $300 back.
Okay, no problem.
Then there's no sale.
Okay.
But if there's no sale, she gets her money back.
Okay.
And then she's driving your car, and she's responsible for damage when she's driving your car. Now, I'd like to see an estimate for fixing the bumper.
There's three estimates here, Your Honor.
I'd like to see them. The cheapest one is $485.
Yes.
Less $300 is $185. Judgment for the defendant on
Your
the
Honor,
counterclaim.
Your Honor, I have an agreement that she signed.
She now has the car. You're getting it $300. That's what you paid as a down payment. She's getting it back.
Okay.
And she's going to get $185 because that's the damage that was done on her car, less your deposit. Goodbye.
Thank you very much, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
She didn't want to come and talk to me about the damages. She was just lying about it.
Because I thought she was my friend trying to help me like she said she was.
Whether she did it or her boyfriend did it.
But obviously she wasn't.
I don't know what happened, but that car was not like that.
She kept my $300 and refused to give it back to me.
My mother told me, think with your head, not with your heart, or else I wouldn't be here.